in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave on the NFL. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Years ago to be arrested for sin.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to talk to somebody. My husband is about 96 years old. And when he died, I plan to bring him down there to y'all. And we just want to make sure that his casket is comfortable. And we want to bring him down there and let him try out some caskets and see which one that'll look nice on him.
Okay, you all just want to come in and look at them?
I know I want him to. He wants to lay in them and then see which one feels the best to him, because he's going to be down there for a long time.
Okay, now who am I speaking with?
Bernice Williams.
Miss Williams?
Yes.
Okay, he can't lay in them, Miss Williams, but we can let him look at them.
Well, why he can't lay in them? Because, see, he got to get something that he's comfortable with. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? You think he'll down a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I really think so. And he wants to come down there and lay in some caskets and stuff. And, you know, I think it'd be nice. I'm just trying to fulfill his wishes.
Okay, well, if he want to come down and look at some, and maybe he can put his hand on them and feel them and see what they feel
like. Well,
what
they feel like?
Well, most of them have springs in them, normally like a mattress.
No, I don't want them to bounce up out of there, because, see, when them aunts come here from out of town and they get the rock in that casket and he bounce up out of there, oh, no, you're going to run folks out of the church.
Well, what church are you going to?
Well, we don't know, because he in between churches right now. He in between New Hope and New Pilgrim. And we don't know where we're going to have the funeral yet.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do y'all do flowers?
Yes, ma'am. We don't do them, but we can order them for you.
Well, we want to put the family flower in the casket. Because,
on the inside of the casket?
Yes. It don't make no sense for the flower to be on the outside, then he can't smell them.
Well, you know, you can't put them on the inside of the casket. You could take a couple of them off and put in there.
We want to put all of them in there. If you take all of them off and put them in the bottom.
Well, if that's what you want to do, you can do that.
And what else do y'all put in the casket?
Nothing, just...
Because he got a little radio that he listens to all the time. Can you put it on the gospel station and cut it on before they bury him, where he can have his gospel music and things, and put like a pitcher of water in there and some cups?
Yes, ma'am. You can put that in there if you want to.
And he loved them little Debbie brownies with the peanuts on the top. Put some of them in there, because we just want him to be comfortable.
Do you think he's going to wake up and eat that stuff?
Well, you know, he said that when he dead and things, he, I don't know, hell. Don't start me to lie.
Okay.
I just want to put a lot of stuff in there just in case he do. Do any of them ever wake up?
No, ma'am, they don't wake up.
Well, you won't know if they're out there on the ship. Well, listen, do y'all go back and dig them up and check on them and make sure they're all intact and stuff?
No, ma'am.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
About 9 people.
Because, see, we want to look at some funerals and see how y'all work. What's the next funeral y'all having?
Wednesday.
And who is there?
Miss Crenshaw.
Lord, they didn't even tell me Miss Crenshaw is there. Is that the one from our New Pilgrim?
No, it's not.
Oh, which Crenshaw was there?
From Bethel Baptist.
Oh, you talking about, oh, Lord Jesus. What happened to her?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought there was the other Miss Crenshaw. I hollering, but I ain't like her anyway, because she keep up so much mess in the church. Okay, then we gonna come down in there, and y'all gonna let him lay in the casket.
Yeah, you can put him in there.
Well, thank you. What's your name, sugar?
Ida.
Okay, Ida.
All right.
Bye-bye.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
I got something to tell you. I got something to say. We all got to stand in that judgment one day. Might as well get ready. You've got an answer for all you've done. Can't nobody stand there for you, talking about no one. See, you know what? Mother can't
stand by you.
Father can't
stand by you.
Sister can't
stand by you.
Not even stand
there,
right there,
personally,
right there,
personally,
right there,
personally.
You
stand
gotta
there,
stand right there, right there, right there. Listen, don't let nobody fool you, telling you when you did, you done. Because after this grave, there's a judgment that's sure to come. Every knee must bow, every tongue surely must confess. And can't nobody do it for you. Everybody's got to take this test. You see, mother can't
stand by you.
Father can't
stand by you.
Sister can't
stand by you.
Not even
your brother.
You gotta stand there.
Stand there.
Stand right there. Right there. Right there. Makes no difference who you are. You gotta stand right there. Makes no difference what you've done. It don't matter. Still, you gotta
stand there.
Gotta stand.
can stand. Oh Lord,
I'm gonna get out of here. and you in one accord. My shoulder, my sword, for that I thank you, Lord.
Good morning, JJ. We are live 27 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got more music coming your way. I don't know how you feel on a Thursday as we give God the praise, glory, and the honor. June the 17th, 2021. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. All right, we're going to get back with more music. I want to remind you, coming up later, 12:30 p.m., it's 30 Minutes Power of Prayer with Apostle May Godfrey from Jonesboro, Georgia. And at 1 o'clock to 1:30, it's Apostle Barbara Watkin and Go-Pastor Glenna Smith of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. Good morning to you again. Be safe. Let's get back with more great gospel music.
Because So confused until he takes his own life. Devil, rich man, devil's contemplating death. He was standing in an open window on the 8th floor. Oh Lord, before he jumped, he looked down, he saw a ragged man singing and eating out of a garbage can. He said, well, before I take my life, I'm gonna go down and talk to him. The rich man made his way downstairs. Thank you.
So when you said that, something moved on me. The poor man knew what was happening to him. The rich man said, well, so I wonder, would you mind if I try to sing it? The poor man looked at him with a smile on his face. The rich man said, it's precious. You said, my daughter, all right. Jesus to me, let the hurt and bitterness be gone.
Yeah.
in the morning, and I failed to answer my phone. I may be getting ready, or I may be already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. If you call me in the morning and I fail to answer my phone, it could be that I'm getting and it could be that I'm already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. Y'all don't mind. Tell them
I just stopped by.
Oh,
I just stopped by.
I just stopped by. I got a few more. Weary days and then I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I didn't come here. I didn't come here to stay. Few more rides. I'll be gone the other way. I'm going up there where there'll be no more suffering, no more pain. Everybody be calling on his name. No more giving. When I done no wrong, no more crying, no more all alone. I'll be gone on. I didn't come here. I didn't come here to stay. I just stopped by. I just stopped by here. Man is born of a woman. Bible tell me it's just a few days. And after a while, when my name been called, when this old tabernacle done shut down, I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I won't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I won't have to worry about laying down at night. It's gonna be day always.
Let's do it some more. Come on, clap your hands.
Expecting you. Catch the wave.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Pastor Edwards.
Yes, this is Pastor Edwards. How can I help you?
Pastor Edwards, I'm trying to call for forgiveness.
Sorry, my son, forgiveness or what?
I stepped out of my marriage, and I've been having a relationship with one of the members of the church.
Well, young man, you called the right person, because in God's house, this is what he said we both to do. He is a gracious person and merciful.
Yes, sir.
And when you do stuff like that, God said he forgive you. But the main thing that you came to acknowledge that you know you did something that is wrong and sinful.
Right. I know it was wrong, and I've been doing it over a year now, you know? And I wanted to talk to somebody. You know,
but I'm happy that you called me about this, because when you go through stuff like that, that's what you call a desire, a passion, a lust that you got to get out of you. So I want to know something. Are you a member here? And then again, what is your name?
My name is Derek. I'm not a member there. I come there maybe once a month, sometimes twice a month.
Once a month. Well, I'm here to let you know. God said, you know, we must draw our heart to people in the need that you are doing. Now, what you need to do, young man, is you're doing the right thing, confessing your sin. Tell me more about you.
Well, I just wanted to be forgiven, you know. I wanted to be forgiven for, you know, first of all, stepping outside of my marriage and then messing with somebody in the church.
Well, God forgive you for the sins that you do when you go to him and tell him to forgive you. And he forgive you right then and then. But you got to understand, you got to stop it. And then you're saying you're messing with somebody in the church.
That's right.
That's where the problem comes, not just in the church. I ain't saying you're not supposed to do it outside, but in the church.
I understand. I know I'm not going to do it anymore. And I made up my mind, but she's just able to make me do whatever she wants me to do.
Well, she seemed to me like she got a hold on you that you got to break that spirit from her. And, I mean, you can't come in contact with her. Even in church, when you see her, sir, you got to go the other direction. You got to leave her alone.
I know.
Hey, man, let me get you to come into my church so I can give you some counseling. If you come in here and buy you in my church with me, I know that through me, through the power of God, we can help you overcome what you're going through.
Okay. I can come in for counseling. I mean, I feel bad about what I did and how long I've been doing it.
It's all right. Just come in, let me meet you, and we go through some counseling. And I guarantee you, through the power of God, with my help, you will be a better man than what you are right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you going to forgive her, too?
Of course I forgive her. And then the thing about it, God forgive her, too.
You
better get than that. We'll get both of y'all in this so all this can stop. How that sound?
You both of us what?
I would like to have both of y'all in the room with me when I counseling y'all so we can get to the bottom. So, hey, so this won't never happen again at all.
Right, and you'll forgive both of us, right?
I'll forgive both of y'all.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. So you'll forgive the first lady?
I forgive her, too.
Will you forgive the first lady of the church?
The first lady? What you talking about, young man? The first lady of the church is my wife.
I know.
You were having an affair with my wife? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just glad you forgive her.
No. Hold. Is this my wife you're talking about, young man?
I've been seeing her for a year.
You were seeing my wife for a year.
I'm glad that you forgive me. I'm glad you said it so I can hear it. And I hope and you say you forgive her too, right?
No. I'm a man of God, but I'm human too, okay? And I have a flesh too. Let me tell you something. I love God to death. But let me tell you something. You come around here with me, I don't know what will happen to you because I'm a man of God, but it's a certain point that you can push anybody.
But as long as we doing the right thing at this point, right?
No, it ain't about no right thing at this point. What you done did yesterday and the day before, that's what I want to talk about. Now you want forgiveness. It's consequent come with that forgiveness. When the last you saw my wife?
This morning?
You saw my wife this morning. Let me tell you something. I'm a man of God. Yes, I would love to have you. I would do more than just counsel, okay? But I'll deal with my wife later. You hear me? You're the type of guy that the Bible talk about stoning to death. I won't do that because I'm a man of God. But if I can just see you, I will show you what grace really means. I want to catch you. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you from a man point of view. You hear me?
I hear you. But a minute ago, you forgave me.
You forgave me. Yes. But I'm a man, and you calling me to my church about this incident that happened with my wife. And now you want forgiveness. Yeah, I do forgive you. But I need the Lord to forgive me for what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to beat you. Then I'm going to show you how it feels to be stoned. Because that's what you just did to me. You stoned me.
Pastor, you just got pranked by the first lady.
Oh, my God, man. Lord Jesus. That's why God said pray and stay up on his word. I can't speak. Jesus. Jesus. Go on into my closet and pray. You did me. You did me good. I will get my wife. I will get her for this.
Oh,
Jesus. But, man, I pray to God that this was a joke. Lord knows I pray. I'm on one knee now asking God to forgive me.
You held on strong, brother. I got to ask you this, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Yourself. Can legit pull you out of anything. Mr. James, is there anything you'd like to share with the class?
Go ahead.
All right, then, well, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by Mr. James here. God can pull you out of anything. I'm talking about you. Even you, Mr. James. Well, is there anything you'd like to share with the class?
No, man, I just think it's a joke.
And why do you put it as a joke, Mr. James?
Where was God when my mom died of cancer? Where was God when I needed a father? Where was God when I was homeless? Where was God when I had nothing to eat, had to dig in the trash? So I want to hear nothing about my God. You know what my God is? This is my God.
Mr. James.
To make it up.
James, hear that?
People are dying, and people are crying for a savior to come and cause my world does need change. In Jesus' name. So God, we need you to pull us through. Ooh. People are hurting while people are searching for a father to come and guide us from this world. Now God, I'm depending on you, cause only you can pull us through this fight. Then we
in here tonight. If you believe it, let me see you wave your hand. The song is a testimony. Hallelujah, listen. You've been trusting, and all the while praying. Somebody in here, listen. Still you wonder sometimes if things will ever get better. Listen, but oh my friend, you have to remember all the times he brought you through. And you must know that he's always right there for you. I know it to be true. If I can't tell you that the next morning, let me encourage you that he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Come on, choir, help me say, he will say. Come on, if you believe it, say, he will. Come on, somebody ought to tell your neighbor, say, come on, if you believe it, say, he will. I'm a living witness that he will. Come on, say he will. He will. How many of your needs, say? According to his riches. Come on, in glory. Come on, quiet the hell and say he will. Listen, I don't know about you, but I know he will. Can I get a living witness in here? Oh. Come on, tell your name. Thank you.
heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, till at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster. So I come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary. So don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. Not of this oil in my alabaster box. No one knows what you've been through. I can't forget the way life used to be, 'cause I was a prisoner to the sin that had me. Into a little treasure box I thought I found. Oh, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him. Let's worship him. Come on and give him glory.
a long time ago. That's when the people really knew the power of prayer. You know, they've gotten away and they don't sing their own song like they used to sing a long time ago. I remember when people would get up and somebody would say this. They would say, oh, man, Lord, how much is that? Sing great.
Church house, you can still find temptation there. But you see, if you're a child of God and you've been born again, you ain't gonna let it bother. Could I get a witness here? Have God been good to you, talking to you Christians tonight that don't mind being a witness for him? Have God been good to you? But you see, I'm not going to be like that leaf that's on the wall. I'm not going to drift away. I'm going to stand fast for Jesus. I'm going to wait for him. Would y'all join in when we say these words?
Please don't let me
Welcome to 30-Minute Power of Prayer Request Hotline, with Apostle May Gardfrey, from Jonesboro, Georgia. Feel free to call in at any time at 347-215-8049. Let us touch and agree together. We believe for healing, miracles, and breakthroughs to happen in the name of Jesus. I am your radio host, Sister Love. And now, her is Apostle May Gardfrey.
God bless you, my sister, and to God be all the glory. We want to thank those of you who have taken the time out of your busy schedules to join us again today for another time of many teaching and of time of prayer. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today we're going to teach quickly on a subject that's called Fathers Growing in Love. Again, Fathers Growing in Love. And our scripture text is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3. I'm reading from the new, the NIV version, and that is, the scripture is this. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Amen? When Paul said your love for one another is growing, it's not the kind of love where life is perfect and everybody accommodate you or cater to you. God's intention is to grow you into the kind of love that's not defined by your feelings, but it's a sacrificial love that says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me, from Galatians chapter 2, verses 20. It's possible today, saints of God, to be in love with the idea of a perfect marriage without actually loving your mate. I'm going to repeat that. It's possible to be in love with the idea of a perfect marriage without actually loving your mate, or the dream of what your kids could become, what you think your kids could become, you're dreaming it. It is possible to be in love with that dream if only they follow your advice. But when it comes to loving a rebellious child or teenager who acts like the other side of the family, or some people say the black sheep in the family, it's a growing process, and it puts love to the test. It put your love to the test. And so Jesus said, as I love you, you must love one another, in John chapter 13, verse 34. And Jesus never asked us to do anything today without giving us the ability to do it. There's an author, and her name is Armstrong, and said these words. When we're hurt, it's common to withdraw. But the worst thing a parent can do is to withhold affection in response to a child's behavior. A child's heart grows when it is nurtured with unconditional love. Affection doesn't depend on the child's behavior, the mood, or the circumstances. Being pleasing does not equal to being lovable. Jesus loved us. If he only loved us, thanks to God, if he only loved us when we behave perfectly, or when we behave right or good, we would never ever experience his affection, and we wither and dry away. And since Jesus is our example today, we need to love others with Christ-like grace. He loves us according to who he is, not our self-worth or our merit. Father's Day is coming up, And so today we're just reminding all fathers all over the world, and if there are some who are listening to us today, let your love grow for your children. Don't pressure them. Don't pressure them. God has called them, and God will perfect them. You love them. Let your love grow for them. Again, Jesus loved us for who he is, not for our self-worth or our own merit. Amen, amen, amen. Now, let us go boldly before the throne of God today. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, and so we may obtain mercy and find grace today to help us in the time of our need. Father, I pray that you will purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Lord, I pray today that you will just search our hearts and see if there be any unclean thing in us. If you find anything that shouldn't be, remove it, take it out in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer time. I plead the blood of Jesus over NFI Radio Gospel Network and over every listener. And we take authority now over every demonic and satanic spirit that has been assigned to attack or hinder this broadcast in any way. We silence you, Satan, and we command you to cease your evil plots and your schemes. Lord, we thank you today. We're entering your gates with thanksgiving, and we're entering your courts today with praise. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for our life. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our homes. Thank you for our jobs. Lord, we praise you today. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. You are omnipresent. You are Jehovah. You are Jireh. You are Nisi. You are Shalom. You are Rapha. Lord, you the first and you are the last. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And we just love you today. Father, we thank you. We are above. We're not beneath. We're healed. We're not sick. We're rich today. We're not poor. We're blessed. We're not cursed. Lord, we just thank you. Jesus, we honor you. We adore you. We praise you. We worship you. We exalt you. We glorify. We magnify your holy name. Thank you for saving us. We couldn't save ourselves. Thank you for loving us when at times we didn't even love ourselves. Lord, we just thank you today. We bless your holy name. Lord, many are the afflictions. Many are the afflictions of the righteous today. But you delivered us out of them all. You told us, Lord, ask and it shall be given. Seek and we will find. Knock and it shall be opened unto us. You told us, Lord, call unto you and you will answer us and show us great and mighty things which we know not. Today, Lord, our help is coming from you. You made the heaven and the earth. All things you said, whatsoever we ask in prayer, just believe and we shall receive it. Lord God, you are not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repent. Had you said it and shall you not do it? Or had you spoken it and shall you not make it good? What things soever we desire when we pray, believe that we will receive them and we shall have them. Lord, we thank you today. And it shall come to pass that before we call, you've already answered us. And while we're yet speaking, you hear us. Lord, help us to draw nigh to you, and you will draw nigh to us. You said in your word, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Lord, today we're coming before your throne on behalf of the sick, Lord. those who are sick, Father, be it physically, emotionally, mentally, Lord, spiritually. We are coming before your throne today on behalf of them, Lord. You sent your word and you hear them. You sent your word and you hear them. You are the Lord, our God that healeth thee. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. You are still performing miracles today, Jesus. You are still opening blinded eyes. You are still unstopping deaf ears. You are still loosening the dumb tongues. You are still causing the lame to walk. You are still removing the demonic and lunatic spirits from your children. Lord, we thank you today. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, visit the hospital. Walk up and down the halls, Lord. Go in the operating room. You be the physician's hand. You be the physician's eyes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that spot, that lump that they saw on the brain, on the breast, that cyst, Lord, that they saw on the ovary, on the colon, any place on their bodies that the physician saw the first time, Lord, let them look again and let them be astonished and surprised and amazed at the miracle that Jesus has performed. Lord, we thank you today for removing the pain, Lord, removing the discomfort from your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, some are grieving today, Lord. They're in bereavement. They've lost loved ones, Father. Help them to remember that you are too wise to ever make a mistake or an error, Lord. You know our end before our beginning. We thank you, Lord, for giving them beauty for their ashes, giving them the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, giving them the oil of joy for their mourning, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, somebody's crying out for peace today. You're going to bless your people with peace, Lord. You said, peace, I leave with you. My peace, I'm giving you. And let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody's crying out today, Lord, for their children. Help us, Lord, not to look with the natural eyes of what the children are doing. Help us not to hear what they are saying, but let us look in the spirit, Lord, and see what you are doing, because you said all of our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children, Lord. You said it shall come to pass in the last days that you're going to pour out of your spirit upon all flesh. You said our sons and our daughters will prophesy. Our young men shall see visions, and the old men shall dream dreams. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, give us patience, Lord. Give us patience, Lord. Help us to trust you and trust your word. It's not over until you say it's over. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you will protect our children, Lord. Protect them wherever they go, wherever they may be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Oh, God, keep them safe. If they're going to summer school, keep them safe at home. Keep them safe wherever they may be. Keep them safe at the friend's home. Keep them safe at the relative's home, Lord. We bind the spirit of incest, child abuse, and molestation against your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, devil, take your hand off God's children now. In the name of Jesus, wherever they may be. Lord, somebody's crying out today, Lord, for finances. Wealth and riches shall be in our house. And Lord, after you give the finances, Give wisdom, Lord. Give wisdom to become wise stewards over what you have given. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Somebody's crying out for favor, Lord. You surround us with favor like a shield. In the mighty name of Jesus, the direction that someone is seeking, Lord, help us, Father, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. You said, I'm the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee the prophet, which leads thee in the way that thou should go. Thank you, Lord, for being our refuge today. Thank you, Lord, for being our strength. Thank you for being a present help in the time of trouble. Lord, we just love you today. We thank you, and we honor you, Lord. God, we thank you. You told us, Lord, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Oh, God, we just thank you today. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, said the Lord. We bind the spirit of worry and stress over the body of Christ today. We bind that spirit of worry and stress over the body of Christ today, Lord. Help us, Lord, to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. You're still doing exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just pray right now that your people would trust you, Lord, that they will remember, Lord, that you are a good God. You are a kind Father. You are a loving Father. Oh, Father, we thank you right now. And now we're going to pray, Lord, for the lost souls in the mighty name of Jesus all over the world. Give us souls lest we die. He who wins souls is wise, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you today because we know it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that the bands of wickedness is being loosed from around your people, Lord. Lord, help us today to remember, Lord, that you have the power and you are undoing the heavy burdens. You are breaking the chains, Lord, that the enemy has put around your people today. Remove the blinders from their eyes, Lord. Unstop their ears, Lord. Send someone to tell them and share the good news of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, one plant, one water, but you give the increase in the body of Christ. We're praying today, and we're crying out for every family member, Lord. Thank you for saving our parents. Thank you for saving our sisters and our brothers. Thank you for saving our sons and our daughters. Thank you for saving our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and the great-great-grandchildren. And yes, Lord, you said continue to cry out that some of the grandparents and the great-grandparents who still don't know Jesus, Lord, that they will come to know him before it is too late. Oh, Father, we pray right now that you would touch that backslider. Bring him, bring her back home, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus before it is too late. And now, Lord, we're praying for President Biden. We're praying for Vice President Harris, Lord. We're praying for every politician and every leader down to the local councilman in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we plead your blood over President Biden, over Vice President Harris. Keep their bodies healthy and strong. Keep their minds sharp and alert. Take care of their families, Lord. Keep them protected in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, remind them that you put them in those positions. You put them in those positions. Now help them, Lord, to keep you as the center and the most influence in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're coming before you on behalf of our nation, on behalf of the United States of America. Lord, you blessed the United States of America to prosper. You gave it good success. But Lord, some of us have stopped seeking you like we should, Lord. Lord, we stand in the gap today. We in the body of Christ, Lord. We repent for the United States of America. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Father, for setting up idols in your place, Lord. Some of us made money, sex, television, sports, entertainment, Lord, the internet, and so much more, Lord. We set up gods and idols in your place, Lord. You said about people which are called by my name. Well, I'm of themselves and pray. Seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Lord, the United States of America needs cleansing, Lord. Wash us over with your blood, Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord. We're crying out to you today, Father. We ask you, Holy Spirit, release a fresh anointing on the body of Christ, Lord, so that we will be an example to this lost and dying world. Oh, God, you said when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people are mourning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we're coming against spirit of suicide, the spirit of sex trafficking. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of prostitution. We bind the spirit of black magic. We bind the spirit of warlock, every sorcerer, voodoo, in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority. We break the powers of darkness now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, keep your people free. Keep them free, Lord. That man that's crying out to be delivered, bound by pornography, Lord, cleanse his heart, cleanse his mind, cleanse his eyes, Lord. Let him focus on the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. Thank you for what you are doing and what you are yet going to do. We bind the spirit of racism in the name of Jesus, and we loose the spirit of unity. We bind the spirit of hatred. We lose love. We bind the spirit of murder all over the United States, Lord. The murders that are taking place, Lord. Oh, God, we bind that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're losing life. We bind the spirit of fear that's gripping your people all over the United States of love. Lord, we just thank you. Give them peace, Lord. Give them peace, Lord. We're binding the spirit of poverty and we're loosing prosperity all over the United States of America. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Remind us, Lord, it's not a man, it's not a lady, it's a spirit, Lord. It is a wicked spirit. Oh, Father, you said these signs shall follow them that believe in your name. You said in your name we could cast out devils. We can speak with new tongues. If we take up serpents, if we drink in the deadly thing, it shall not hurt us, Lord. You said we could lay hands on the sick, and you said they shall recover in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions, of all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, Lord. You gave us the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, this is the purpose, the reason why you sent Jesus, the reason why the Son of God was manifested. He came that he might destroy the works of the devil. Lord, we just thank you today. We're blessing you, Lord. We're honoring you, Lord. Help us today, Lord, not to be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we will reap if we faint not. Father, we pray right now for the body of Christ. Remove the evil spirits of pride. Remove that spirit of pride. Remove witchcraft, manipulation, intimidation, control, lying, and deception. A spirit of jealousy and envy. Remove it, Father, from the body of Christ. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Put winning souls like a burning fire back into our hearts, Lord. Lord, when you show us our wrong and our errors against you and against your people, then, Lord, help us to repent. Help us to change in the mighty name of Jesus. Today I pray that you would just bless every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every missionary, every elder, every deacon, every deaconess, every minister, every lay member, every person in the body of Christ all over the world. We ask a special blessing today for Pastor Kearney and the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Continue to surround him with godly men and women. We pray right now for Bishop Battle, International Covenant Christian Churches. We're praying for Pastor Afrida, Deacon Kenny Evans, Elder Carrie Harris. We're praying for Pastor Chad, Lady Alexander. We're praying for my mom, Mother Thomas, my Christian mom, Mother Inez. We're praying for Satan and his arms, evangelistic ministries that you entrusted in my hands. Bless the volunteers. Bless every member of my family. Lord, give your people a prosperous weekend, Lord. A peaceful weekend, Lord, full of joy. Remind them, Lord, that their minds are healed, their finances are overflowing, the vehicles, homes, and businesses, churches, they all covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank you. Devil, you are defeated. Today we have the victory. In Jesus' mighty name, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Amen. Until the next time.
Oh, my baby. right now.
That the Lord have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Apostle Barbara Watkins and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for a brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because yes, He is the same God today that He was on yesterday. He's the same God today that He will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you. And I'm so grateful that He is a God that is omnipresent and omnipotent, that knows all things and is everywhere. Ain't nothing hidden from Him. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. He knows their minds and our minds. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for His Son Jesus going on the cross for me. When I begin to meditate on the Word of God, I get joy from the Word. As I meditate on the Word of God, I get delivered. When I meditate on the Word of God, it brings strength, and I tell God, thank you. I want to encourage you to get in the Word, study the Word, apply the Word, draw nigh unto God. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for your Son Jesus going on the cross. Father God, we thank you for His going in the grave in the mighty name of Jesus. As He went on the cross and He went on in the grave, God, you forgave us for all of our sins as He stood in the gap for us. And I tell you, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your love in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being our deliverer. I thank you for being our miracle worker. I thank you for being everything that we need you to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that heals our hearts, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, thank you for healing our minds in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things, God. Great and small. Father God, I ask that you bless your leaders, God. Oh, Father God, strengthen in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak your heart and your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you conform wills to your will, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you cleanse and you purge us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I lift our sons up to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift our daughters up, dear God. I lift the world up to you, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, cover with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch the bereaved families, God. Oh, Father God, heal their brokenness, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, strengthen them, God. Oh, Father God, be a comfort for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you draw them nigh unto you, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Oh, Father God, just bless throughout the land, God. Heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being our God. And, Father God, those that don't know you in the midst of their sins, God, oh, Father God, I ask that you draw them nigh to you. You say in your word, holiness without no man shall see you, God. And, Father God, I want to see you. I want the world to see you, God. But they got to turn unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask you to forgive for all sins, God. Oh, Father God, touch right now, God. Oh, strengthen in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Father God, bless NFI Radio, God. Bless Pastor Kearney in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Bless his staff, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that stand in to help out, God, I ask you to bless in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the great I am. I tell God, thank you for being Alpha and Omega. I tell God, thank you for being our everything. I tell God, thank you, because he looked beyond our sins and saw that we had a need, and he forgave us. And I tell God, thank you, that he loved so much, he sent his Son Jesus to go on the cross for each and every one of us, that we might have the right to the tree of life, that we can have a relationship with him. I tell God, thank you. I want to again send out our condolences to Brother Tracy Watkins and the Watkins family. Wanting you to know that God is there and that God loves and God knows all things. And I tell God, thank you for the comfort that he will give you, how he will bring you through this time. I just want to encourage you, babies, to trust God. Don't lean to your own understanding, but trust God in all that he is doing. We bless the name of the Lord, for he is God. And at Christian Life, we're having worship service every Sunday. On this Sunday, we'll be celebrating Fathers. We ask you to come out and join us if you don't have anywhere to go. And men of God and men that have stood in the place of fathers, we want to tell you thank you for being a father. We want to tell you thank you for being a father figure. We want to tell you thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of other young men and young women. I want to salute you and tell you keep right on being the awesome fathers that you are. Keep serving the true and living God, because he is almighty. He provides for our needs. And I tell God, thank you. As we come back today to finish talking about the peace of God, one thing that I do know that in the midst of our storms, we can have the peace of God. And when we don't understand why we are upset and why we are not going through, I thank God for that peace that he gives, that gift of peace that he gives, that gift that of peace that passeth all understanding. Don't understand why you're not upset when there's an issue, but that you just trust God and you lean and depend on him. I tell God thank you for that peace that can keep us in a quiet place, glorifying God for all that he is. I thank God for his peace. And when we have his peace, he tells us, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. I tell God thank you. See, the world can't offer us peace. And I thank God for his peace. And as we look at the peace that comes from our Heavenly Father, I know that as we draw close to him, he will draw us closer to him. We're drawing close to him, and he's drawing us closer to him. And I tell God thank you. He's not going to draw us close if we don't want nothing to do with him. But as we get into the word of God and we live that word, God will draw us nigh unto him. I tell God thank you for the love that he gives. When we were last together, we were talking about we got to trust him. And our hearts got to be set that we believe God and who he is. We can't have our own understanding. We must have the understanding of our Heavenly Father. And we can't look at it the way we want to look at it. We got to look at it the way that the Word of God tells us to look at it. And the Word of God tells us the holiness without. If we are walking holy, we're going to have the mind of Christ. If we're walking holy, we're going to have the heart of Christ. And I tell God, thank you. And we see that sometimes when we have the peace of God, worry and trials and tribulation try to come into play. But I tell God, thank you, that he tells us in the word that we can cast all of our cares upon him because he careth for us. And when we give all our cares unto God, we don't have to worry about issues that's going on. He will give us his peace. And as we close out on today, talking about the peace of God, as I was doing my study, it compared God's peace to a petal on a flower. And if you ever seen a flower that blooms and the petals begin to open up, you find that that flower is closed for a little while. But as those petals come open and that flower blooms, it is so beautiful. We begin to look at that flower. And as we look at that flower, they're going to come a peace over us because it's beautiful. And you might find that you focus your attention on that flower. And as you look at that flower and you see how beautiful it is, think of God's peace in your life. And that as you draw nigh unto him, and as you learn more about God, you find that you get a peace in every area of your life. You find that as you trust God, as you walk in his righteousness. You have that peace on the inside that can come on the outside. And the things that you speak and the way that you look is different than it was when you were not a son of God. As you look at a flower, and that flower blooms, might sound a little bit weird, but as you see that flower that has come from a tight wad, and it opens up, as we open up to God and allow him to come into our lives, you're going to find that we get his characteristics. We have his character. I never saw in the word where Jesus was mean. I never saw in the word where he was valiant. And yeah, there were times he had to put Satan in his place. He told Satan, get thee behind me. Get thee up under my feet. And there are going to be times in your life that you're going to have to put Satan in his place. But I thank God for his promises that he make unto us. As we have his peace, God make us promises. Psalms 100, verse 5. The word of God says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I thank God for his promises of peace. And as he give us peace, we learn that he is good, that his mercy is everlasting. It ain't just for a season, but his mercy go from day to day. It lets us know that his truth will endure forever. And I tell God, thank you. His truth, his mercy will endure, not just for the prior generations, but even right now and for the generations to come. His truth, not man's truth, but God's truth will endure to all generations. And I tell God, thank you. If we look at Isaiah 26, verse 4, the word of God says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. His strength ain't just temporary. I tell God, thank you, that as we place our trust in him, because, see, he is our rock, and that rock is a solid foundation. And as we put our trust in him, he is my rock. I tell God, thank you, because he's my rock, not just yesterday and today, but he will be my rock. He will be your rock forever. That's one thing about a rock is solid, a rock is firm. And I tell God, thank you for being that firm foundation that we can stand on, that rock that we can trust. Because, see, you remember the scenario in the Bible about the house that was built on solid ground and the house that was built on a moving foundation, on sand. When we put our trust in God, his peace is that peace that gives us truth, that peace that is our rock, that peace that will be with us forever. He is, again, our sure and firm foundation. I tell God, thank you. We already established that when we bask in his love, the love of God, I want you to know that he loves us so very much. I thank God for his love. Romans 8, 38 and 39. It said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. When you have that relationship with God, you have his peace. Nothing will be able to separate you from him. The world can't give you the love that God can. The world can't give you the attention that God's love can. When you have that true relationship, you have that peace that passeth all understanding. When you know that you know who Jesus is, you will stand on the word of God. You're going to love him just because he loves you. And when you truly, truly love God, you walk in righteousness. You live righteous, not just sometime, but all times. Because remember, babies, you have the peace of God. And I tell God, thank you. And when we have God's peace, you're going to find that God's characteristics never change. You remember when you used to have those days where you flipped and flopped and sometimes you feel like you was and sometimes you won't? When you have the peace of God and you have his characteristics, holiness, you find that he never, ever changes. You find that he is the same God today that it was yesterday, the same God that he will be forevermore. He never changes. James 1, verse 17 say, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He is the same. He don't change. He is holy. As a son of God, and you have that true relationship, you have the peace of God, you're going to find that you don't change because you have drawn nigh unto him. He has drawn nigh unto you. I tell God, thank you. When we have the peace of God, you find that you develop a life that make the Lord your refuge. We begin when we take refuge in him. You begin to live in his peace. You don't live in the peace of Satan anymore. Psalms 46, verse 1, it said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When he's our refuge, he is our shelter from danger. He is our security in the storms of life. Yes, he is. And we have his strength when it comes to battling the enemy. We can't battle the enemy under our strength, but we must have the strength of God. When we have the strength of God resting on the inside, when we have his peace, might be going through some trying times, but the peace of God will keep you connected to him. The peace of God will strengthen you. I tell God, thank you. I thank him for being my refuge, that I can go to him anytime and cast all of my cares upon him. And I tell God, thank you. Psalms 91, verse 1. See, we're talking about our Heavenly Father being our peace. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I tell God, thank you. He is my security. He is your security. can go to him. You can go to him. And as we are covered with the blood of Jesus, he keeps us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Listen to this. It said, those who commit themselves to the will and protection of the Almighty and daily seek to dwell in his presence, I tell God, thank you. You have refuge in him. You are secure. I can't find security nowhere else like I do with God. When I go to him, I can talk to him about everything and all things. And I tell God, thank you for being able to have his peace. You remember when Jesus had been ministering and he and his disciples got away and a storm arose and the disciples began to fear. And they went down in the boat and woke Jesus up and said, "Don't you care about us?" And Jesus spoke to the storm, and the storm had to cease. The waters ceased. The wind ceased. And the disciples said, what manner of man is this? That when he spake to the storm come under the subjection of Jesus. And I tell God, think if there are going to be times when we have to speak peace in the midst of our storm. Might not be no water building up. The wind might not be blowing, but they're going to come storms and trials and tests that you're going to have to speak the peace of God in the midst of the storm. I tell God, thank you. When you speak the peace of God in the midst of the storm, he will give you his protection. When you abide under the shadow of the Almighty being our Heavenly Father, the more you abide in Christ and his word, I tell God, thank you. And you make him your life. See, I've made him my life. We have a dwelling place where we are protected. We have a place where we have peace. I tell God, thank you. When we have the peace of God, we choose to love him. When we choose to live in his place, and that place is holiness. I tell God, thank you, because he is the Almighty God. Listen to this, that when we choose to live and hide under his shadow, staying in constant communion with him, we can remain peaceful even when circumstances may not be. When we cry out to him in times of our trouble, you're going to find that you find his peace. And his peace does pass all human understanding. People may not understand when you're going through. People may not understand when you have illnesses, how you can stand on the word of God. But he let us know in his word that his peace he leaves with us, not the peace of the world, but his peace. And one thing that I do know, that when we have the peace of the true and living God, we can stand on righteousness. When we have the peace of God, we won't yield to Satan. When when we have the peace of God, that peace that passeth all understanding, we can stand on the word of God. And as we stand on the word of God, you're going to find that your heart is clean. You're going to find that your mind is clean. When we stand on the peace of God, that's a blessed gift that he gives to us. Live holy and draw nigh unto God so that he will draw nigh unto you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Gladys, for that awesome teaching on this Thursday, June the 17th, 2021. I wanted to ask you, because you brought forth some great teaching this day, and we want to thank you again. You're talking about the peace of God. And there are those that may be listening, find themselves in a situation when the peace is there, and you spoke about the enemy, how he'll come to try to cause you to feel down and try to catch you in the wrong timing where you may not be at that place. And my question for those that may be in the peace, but then the enemy comes and he tries to steal your joy, what type of weapon or what way should they handle that to keep that peace, not allowing the enemy to steal their joy?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Kearney. We can't allow the enemy to steal our joy. And I find that as we give ourselves the word, when the enemy comes in with his tactics, if we speak the word of God, the word tells us that the battle don't belong to us, but the battle belongs to the Lord. And as we speak that word to ourselves on many occasions, the enemy might come and want to play with our mind, but I find that you have to speak the word and let Satan know, greater is he that's on the inside of me, Satan, than if I was still in the world entertaining you. He let us know that we have to war against Satan, but we do it in the name of Jesus. I have to give Satan God's word. And as we give Satan God's word, Satan have to step back and step out of the way.
So when the enemy come and he'll use anybody, you use words of kindness, that's one of those great gifts that the Lord talked about is love. And you use kind words, but you don't come back with the words that the enemy uses someone else to come at you. Is that right?
That is so true, Pastor Kearney. We can't give evil for evil. There are going to be days that we still got to show love. When evil is being extended to us, there are going to be days that we can't say anything back. And that's when we have to turn and walk away sometime when the enemy is busy. We have to show love. Remember when we were yet sinners, God still loved us. When we were doing things that didn't magnify his name and glorify him, but he still showed us unconditional love. We're going to find that there are going to be days, and when the enemy come, it ain't always far off. It can be real close, that we have to still stand on the word of God and show love and kindness. Got to show some patience sometime too, Pastor Kearney.
Amen, amen, amen. That was wonderful teaching. You always do, and you're very faithful to the ministry and this broadcast, and we want to commend you and thank you so much for the teaching that you bring forth. It may cut a little bit, and it's just like a two-edged sword when you come forth with the truth of the Word of God, and you've been coming forth with it from day one, and we want to thank you. That's what we need in this day and time, Pastor Gladys, and I want to thank you again.
Thank you, Pastor Kearney, for this opportunity. Thank you. The now, Word of God is us free.
Yes, yes. This Sunday at the church there, the Christian Life Church, are you all having just a regular service, or is there going to be a special service this coming Sunday? And what time?
We're going to have a guest pastor, bishop, to come in, Bishop Barringer, to celebrate Father's Day. We tell God thank you for the men that are fathers. We thank God for the grandfathers, the great-grandfathers, those that have stood in the gap. But, yes, we will be celebrating fathers on Sunday.
Okay. Have any arrangements been made yet at this time?
No arrangements have been made just yet for the passing of the young man. That will probably come next week. When we find out, we will let everyone know.
Okay. Okay. We thank you again, Pastor Gladys, and pray that you continue to do what God has called you to do, and be sure to send my love out to Apostle Barbara Watkin and tell her she's still my godmother.
I will. Thank you, sir. We love you. We love you.
All right. Love you, too. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. It's dry. He dried. Every one of my tears away. Down my midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you all. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home.
but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say yes? Say yes. Wait a minute. Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Oh, keep praising him. Don't stop. I believe there's a breakthrough about to take place right where you are in your home. So will you join in with me as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor on this Thursday, June the 17th, 2021. I believe there's a breakthrough coming your way. Better give him the praise. He's worthy. I know he's worthy.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
My head.